Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1957, George R. and Sandra L. Van Fleet.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a rental and storage units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.148 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 54, 1,550 feet northeast of Road 387, also known as Hudson Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 533, map 18, parcel 35.04. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of a portion of the survey with a sketch for purpose of a site plan. We did receive two agency comments on this application, and they are from the Department of Transportation, also referred to as DLDOT, in the form of a support facilities report dated February 10 of 2012, and referencing that a traffic impact study was not recommended, and the current level of service C of Route 54 will not change as a result of this application. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum dated February 11, 2013, and it references that the site is located in the Roxana planning area. The use of an on-site septic system is proposed. That conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study, a 2005 update, will be required. That the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide SOAR at this time. That when the county does provide SOAR service, it is required that the on-site system be abandoned and a connection made to the central sewage system. And therefore, a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have. I received no additional comments from any agency or individual on this application.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is anyone here representing this application?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is George Van Fleet. I'm 13322 Cove Lane Road, Bishopville address. And the main thing is right now is this building I have on the lot now is for personal use. I've kind of outgrown that. I hate to say my toys, the boats, and all that store in the wintertime, keep stuff in there, a trailer. And what I would like to do basically is put a building up in the back and then offset the cost of it by renting the front of it out. And possibly down the road is putting some storage units in between the original building now and the new building to help for retirement towards income, or income towards retirement.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Van Fleet.
Mm-hmm.
One of my last questions, I'm going to ask you first, if you would, please. I've been by the site, but if you would give me, for the benefit of the public and the commission, sort of a view of the surrounding area, let's say quarter and a half mile down the road across the street from you.
Okay, across the street from me is basically a farm. I'm not sure in the people down there, Daisies might be one of them. And right next to me on the right-hand side of the property is a residential house. And well, two of them on the right, residential house. To the left, headed down towards Hudson Road, that's all like farm field, where the old airport used to be there. And then behind me is also the farm.
Mm-hmm. The airport being where the
banner
the beach
planes,
banner
yeah,
planes
right. It was years ago. I think it's been 10 years ago, yeah. Or I don't know how long ago it was.
And how far would you say your site is from the nearest storage, similar type storage buildings or contractor storage areas?
Probably to the east, maybe a mile, and to the west, three quarters of a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm not planning to do it right away. I would just like to put my main building up in the back for my personal use and then rent the front out, which is a 40 by 64 garage, pole barn.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have on the property now. And I would just like to rent that to offset the cost of the new building I will be putting up. And I said, like, possible, and then maybe putting storage units in the middle to get a little extra income for retirement and stuff like that.
Are you aware that with a conditional use, while county council's granted extensions to the time limits of the effectiveness of the conditional use, but there is a reasonable expectation that a project, if it is approved, show some that some significant progress is being made on that site.
Right.
In other words, there is a. I don't know when you plan to retire, but we can't give you approval.
My personal building in the back, I plan to almost do that before end of summer, and I rent the front part out. And then, like I said, if there's a requirement to start something else before then, I will meet the requirements and do what I have to do. You know.
Thank you, and that was a good answer. Yeah. Thank you for giving that. First question then that I did want to ask you was, have you talked with your neighbors about this project?
Two doors up I have. His thing is named
Hamlin.
Hamlin, right. And we talked to him on the phone, and he had no objection. The gentleman next door to me, I was going to. We went away, and I haven't had time to catch up to him coming back. I was going to make my rounds to the farm across and everything else, but just didn't have the time, ran out of time before I went away.
Your operation, if it gets underway, did you have an idea of what that would look like of your rental units, what days and hours of operation you would have?
I really haven't gave that much thought to that. I was hoping to, if this got approved, and do whatever the county basically requires me to do. But I don't plan 24 hours. I'm trying to keep it small because of the few neighbors I do have. And I'm getting older. I don't want a lot of the hassle of running it 10 hours a day or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Have you affiliated yourself with any, I'll say, franchisees of storage? Are you're aware that some of these companies have seminars where they will give you training?
I had been to one, I guess it's been 5-6 years ago when we were going to do this earlier. But that's the last time I've been in touch with one. And the building I have now, I put that up, I think, right around 2000, 2001. And I've been using it, like I said, for personal storage. And I have contacted Kramer Construction about putting another building in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that was last year sometime. I was just putting that on hold till we see what happens here with the conditional use.
I asked that question because I had a conversation with a fellow that went in this business without having prior experience with it, and I think he attended about a 3-day seminar up at Plymouth Meeting, and he was amazed at, you know, all the different aspects that went into the mini storage business.
Right. Well, one of the
advances, the you know, to have a key card, a punch card.
Right. I know the one down to the east of us is just like a gravel driveway, and he's got quite a few units up there, but I don't plan to put anything up that size. You know, my ballpark figure, maybe 20, 25 units right through there or something like that, and trying to keep it away from the neighbor that does live there now, you know, on the opposite side. And one of the reasons I'm not sure if I'm going to do this or not is because the way the economy is, there's a lot of buildings around right now for rent. You know, like bigger buildings and stuff like that. So I don't want to get in a situation where I got all these buildings here and can't make my monthly rent or whatever, you know, payments.
Certainly, yeah. Have you given thoughts to security?
Well, I have some lights up and on the building I have now, and I have a security camera waiting to go up there. And my thought would be just put more lighting up or security cameras up around the area on disk.
And your area of disturbance looks as though that could be large enough where you would have to have some conversations with the Sussex Conservation District. Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not.
Because you may have to provide for a stormwater management because you're...
Right.
You are successful, put up this building, you're going to have runoff from the roof and from
right.
Whatever you do with your driveway. That may eat into your site plan. I'm guessing that one spot or another you would provide a dumpster for the convenience of your tenants?
Yes.
Do you plan to have an office on the premises?
No, I do not.
That would be you?
No, maybe a phone number or something to contact. Like I said, I'm going to try to keep it really small, low-keyed. And, you know, like I said, I don't want to basically have an office, have to be there 10, 12 hours a day, you know.
So if that future building were, say, 25 by 200, how many units would that be? Would they be dual-facing?
I've gave this at some thought. Could be dual-facing. It could be some single ones all the way through. It depends on what people would want to need or rent. You know, some people need 10 by 10s, some other ones, but 10 by 25s, or maybe two of them together, you know, 20, say 20 by 25 or whatever.
Understood. Well, Mr. Van Fleet, thank you for your time.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
Hey, Mr. Ross.
Do you have any intention to have any employees?
No.
And do you ever intend on living at the site?
No.
And do you plan on fencing the storage units in, or?
Well, that is, I guess originally, no, I wasn't. But, I mean, if I'm required to do that, I will do that, you know.
Well, all those storage units, storage be indoors in the building?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm trying to keep it low key for one neighbor, a couple neighbors I have there. And
do you plan on having a sign out front?
Excuse me?
A sign?
No.
No advertising? No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so Mr. Johnson.
All my questions have been answered.
Okay, Mr. Burton.
I just want to go back and ask the same question that Mr. Ross asked. This, you are proposing in the future a building. It's not just open spots for, say, boat storage.
Yes, if I plan to do this, yes, I will be putting some kind of building up in the middle of there. You know, exactly what kind of, if it's one from regular storage units or just a long stretch of pole barns, building, you know, like a 100 foot by 25 or whatever, the county requirement.
Be locked up,
yeah.
Okay, thank you. No further questions.
Mr. Lane?
I just want to clarify, one of the other commission members mentioned it, is, are you proposing any boat storage, RV storage, travel trailer
storage?
Wasn't
planning, no.
So if we make that a condition, you won't be able to if you get the approval.
That's fine, you know, no problem.
Thank you, word. That's all, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1957, George R. and Sandra L. Van Fleet? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1957?
For the record, my name is John Sergovic. I'm from the law firm of Sergovic, Cormeen, and Weidman, and I draw the short straw to Ms. Cormeen because it's Valentine's Day. That's why you get me instead of her. I represent the Lynch Farm Farmers.
So we all lose all the way around.
That's
all
right. I'm sorry about that. I represent the Lynch Farm Farmers, LLC. It's a development firm made up of Coleman Bunning, Jay Murray, and the two other Murrays. The lands that are owned by Lynch Farm Farmers are substantial. They surround this property. All their property is annexed into the town of Selbyville, and they're slated for residential subdivision improvements. And this use is highly incompatible with the planned use of the property surrounding it. I have the marketing person from the refuge, which is also a Bunning project here, who will testify as to the negative impact on the value of that subdivision that would be caused by this type of warehousing project. I've tried to look at this application in the context of development along 54 and the area along 54 from roughly the Bunning Murray offices through to the town of Selbyville is still relatively pristine with respect to either agricultural use or residential use. This is a real really inappropriate zoning because it does not, it's not compatible with the neighborhood at all. In addition to that, I have a client whose name is Rick Tucker, and he owns the Williamsville Industrial Park, and there's absolutely no need for this type of facility at this time. And I hand up a copy of a letter from Mr. Tucker. There should be about six or seven copies so everybody can have one.
Thank you, John.
And Mr. Tucker has the capacity to build approximately 36,000 square feet of units that's approved, and he's not doing that because there's no market for those. And Kathy, can I, come on up for a second. Kathy, if you just make sure the mic's on, can you introduce yourself and push to get me on.
My name is Kathy Chabot, 37353 Hidden Bay Drive.
And do you conduct marketing operations for the Refuge Project?
I do.
And do you have an opinion as a marketer of what kind of impact a warehousing use would have on the surrounding Lynch Farm development project?
It is my opinion that this would jeopardize the value negatively, with a negative impact for the proposed surrounding site.
And that's, if you have, unless you have some questions, that should suffice to raise our objections.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
If I might just ask if Ms. Chabon would, testifying as an expert, I guess if you just give us your credentials, please.
Yes, I'm a licensed realtor in the state of Delaware. I have 13 years real estate. I've been in the business for 13 years.
And how long were you involved in marketing the Refuge Project from its inception?
10 years. It'll be 10 years in July.
And this is the same relative market as the Refuge market?
That's my opinion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Mike.
Okay, before you proceed, in an abundance of caution, I am going to recuse myself from the hearing at this point, and I'm going to ask you if you would finish conducting that and conducting the hearing, and I'll be back as soon as you guys are done.
Gladly, Mr. Chairman. Well, one of my questions was, I thought I heard you say that the Lynch property is in the town of Selbyville?
That's correct.
So that property basically, how far does the town limits go out?
The town attorney's here because the town objects to this application, too.
Excuse me?
The town attorney's here because the town objects to this application. I think she can answer those questions better than I.
Okay. Then I'll wait until the next person who has something to say in opposition to this project.
Yeah, I just think she has more information on the town of Selbyville's view than I would have.
Then I appreciate your deferring to the next person.
Thank you.
Looks like Hudson Road.
Now, does anyone else in the audience have opinion in opposition to this application? I presume you're the town attorney.
Yes, I am. For the record, Mary Schrader Fox of Steen Whaler and Schrader Fox in Ocean View. And I am the town solicitor for the town of Selbyville. And the town does object to this pending application. As the commissioners may already know, the town does have a memorandum of understanding with the county for land planning coordination. Without delegating any authority or jurisdiction to the other party, the MOU does call for the town and the county to cooperate in land planning decisions and to communicate with one another about the implementation of their respective land plans concerning what's called the Intergovernmental Coordination Zone. Such intergovernmental coordination has been highly encouraged by the state in its dealings with the town. In fact, the town's comprehensive plan approved by the state also tasks the town with participating in county land planning decisions when the areas surrounding town limits or very close by to the town limits are concerned. So I'm here in fulfillment of that task to advise the commission that the town does strongly oppose this application. According to the town's comprehensive plan, the subject property is located within the intergovernmental coordination zone and in the town's planning area. Additionally, the subject property is targeted for annexation in the town's comp plan. And it's already been mentioned this evening that the subject property is located in a small enclave surrounded by property that's already within the town's limits, and that would be the land of Lynch Farm Farmers. According to the town's comp plan, such enclave properties are a priority for annexation, in fact. And the location of the subject property on Route 54 also makes it a priority for annexation under the town's comp plan. With regard to the town property, the Lynch Farm Farmers property that surrounds the subject property, I do have copies, a current zoning map prepared by the town's engineers, if I may.
Thank you, Mayor. Mm-hmm.
As you will see, the subject property is marked subject of conditional use, and the surrounding property is zoned R4, and that is the Lynch Farm Farmers property that immediately surrounds the subject property. An R4 designation in the town of Selbyville allows for low-density residential development of detached single-family dwellings. Commercial storage facilities are not listed as a permitted use, conditional use, or special use exception in the town's R4 zoning district. The R4 zoning district is also the only district in the town of Selbyville that is eligible to seek a residential planned community overlay designation. Again, storage facilities are also not permitted in an RPC overlay district in the town of Selbyville. Therefore, in view of the likely annexation of the subject property by the town in accordance with its comprehensive plan and the existence of residentially zoned property almost completely surrounding the property, subject property, the town believes that the approval of this conditional use will interfere with and place the land planning efforts that it has in progress in jeopardy. Therefore, again, the town opposes the application and respectfully requests that the commission does not recommend approval thereof.
Will you step down? Let me see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you.
Sure.
And start with Mr. Smith.
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Mr. Ross?
I'm just trying to understand this. The yellow area is the proposed town limits of Selbyville?
There's a dotted orange line border. This orange
right.
border all the way around, that's the existing town limits.
Existing town limits.
Correct.
So the farm in question is already in the town limits, but right across.
That's correct. Mr. Serkovic's client's farm is located within the town's jurisdiction.
Okay, but right across the street is not.
That's correct.
Okay.
But everything on the subject property side of Route 54 immediately surrounding, with the exception of the two immediate neighbors, the residential neighbors that the applicant was referring to earlier, they are not located within the town limits. So you will see that the subject of conditional use designation on the map that I gave you has a little bit of property on either side of it that's also not within town limits. And that's why I described it as a little enclave, because it's not just the subject property, but also a couple of other parcels as well.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Am I looking at the information I have before me? It appears as though there's four different parcels that are not, that are part of that enclave that you're referring to. Looks like Scarpa, Van Fleet, Richardson, and Hamblin.
That appears accurate.
And is there any requirement that these property owners allow themselves to be annexed into the town of Selbyville?
There's nothing pending in terms of annexation at this time. However, the comprehensive plan does have this area earmarked as part of its future annexation plan. But there's nothing currently in the works in that regard.
And could these property owners be forced to be annexed into the town of Selbyville?
Theoretically, that could happen. But again, no annexation procedures have been initiated.
Because it appears, looking at the map that you provided us, that there's a whole lot of different enclaves that are not currently in the town of Selbyville.
That's correct. And in fact, that's even addressed in the town's comprehensive plan, that any enclaves such as this one and some of the others that you're noticing are earmarked as a priority for annexation at some point in the future. And that, of course, you know, being part of the comprehensive planning process of trying to clean up the jurisdictional boundaries that might have been in years past, you know, I don't want to say haphazardly, but perhaps in a unique manner, annexations happened many years ago, and that is a priority according to the comp plan for the town.
And as the attorney for the town, are you aware of any storage facilities that are currently approved in the town of Selbyville?
I believe that there's I'm not sure if there's one storage facility that is a little further down the road, closer to the town limits on Route 54, and I'm not sure if that's actually in the jurisdictional limits of the town of Selbyville or not.
Okay.
One question. When was this annexed into the town of Selbyville? Was it recently?
The Lynch Farm?
Part of the annexation, I'm not sure if the complete annexation occurred within the last 3 years, at least part of the annexation occurred. Part of it may have existed prior to that, but I think part of the property that is located immediately adjacent to the subject property was annexed within the last few years. But Mr. Serkovic, if he has a different date.
Yes,
you have to come forward, John. Sorry.
I can't read the exact parcel number. Can you see that? Yeah. Tax map parcel.
I'm not sure if I have to. Let me pull out a different one, John.
The tax map parcel that's closest to the enclave was annexed on 4/15/08, and the piece that's further away was annexed on 8/2/11.
Okay. That's what I was thinking of.
Thank you. All
right. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Can I get a copy of your statement, please?
Of my statement?
Yeah.
It's not as pretty as the last one, but sure.
It's shorter, too.
Yes, it is. Sure. I will email it to you tomorrow.
That's fine.
Okay, great.
Go ahead. It's easier that way than trying to listen to a tape.
Okay. Is there anyone here who would like to testify or is opposed to conditional use number 1957? Not hearing any, then I'll close the public hearing for the conditional use application 1957, and I'll turn the floor over gladly to our chairperson.